In the Middle Ages, they called it succession powder, a poison that was sneaky yet powerful. Can't taste it, can't smell it. Yet it was a killer for those who wanted to get rid of a pesky king or queen. That silent but deadly poison is arsenic. And as we speak, there are people in Michigan getting arsenic every time they drink the water that comes out of their taps, water that has arsenic levels well above the federal standards. Michigan Radio's The Environment Reports is presenting a five-part series this week. It's called Michigan's Silent Poison, in partnership with the Center for Public Integrity and the public radio show Reveal. We're joined now by The Environment Report's Rebecca Williams. Hello.
Hi, Cindy.
And we welcome David Heath with the Center for Public Integrity. Hello, David.
Hi, Cindy.
Rebecca, start by telling us what happens to our bodies when we ingest arsenic.
So in extremely high doses, it can kill you, as you just mentioned. And then arsenic can also cause cancer. It's been linked to cancer of the lungs, bladder, skin, kidneys, prostate, liver. You can also experience arsenic poisoning. Symptoms like nausea, headaches, gastrointestinal pain, vomiting, diarrhea. And we've also interviewed some experts who say that almost no organ system goes untouched by arsenic. And researchers are finding evidence of links between arsenic at lower doses and cardiovascular disease and diabetes. And there's some new research out of Columbia University that found loss of IQ points in kids who were exposed to really low levels of arsenic in their well water.
And how are we most likely to get that arsenic into our bodies, David?
Everybody gets arsenic. You eat it in food. It's in rice. It's in apple juice. It's in beer and wine. But it's also in drinking water, and it's especially high, can be especially high in private wells. So a lot of people in Michigan have private wells, especially in the Thumb region. And they may not realize that they may be drinking levels of arsenic that are well beyond the EPA standard.
And what is it, Rebecca, about Michigan that makes this a problem with the arsenic concentrations?
Well, so there's a formation called the Marshall Sandstone that underlays a good portion of the Thumb and beyond in Michigan. USGS researchers, U.S. Geological Survey researchers that I talked to, though, say that it's could be from glacial deposits, not just this Marshall sandstone, but also some other kinds of rock. And the arsenic can get from that rock into groundwater. And if you have a well drilled at a particular depth that comes into contact with that arsenic, it gets into the water.
The areas or the counties in Michigan that especially have to have this on top of mind.
Sure. So the Thumb region, as David mentioned, is the place where the highest levels of arsenic are found. So there's a map from the USGS that they put out, and you see when you look at that map, the Thumb region is colored red. And that indicates that levels there are above 50 parts per billion generally, which is five times what the federal government says is acceptable. But there are levels in the Thumb as high as 20 times or higher than the federal acceptable limit for arsenic.
What about other counties? Does it work further south? If I'm in southeast Michigan, is that something, if I've got a well, I need to think about?
Yes. Actually, Washtenaw, Livingston, Oakland, Ingham, other counties in the southeast Michigan area do have elevated arsenic levels in certain spots.
And David, this isn't a concern for people who get their drinking water from a municipal system, right? Because there's a federal law that protects those folks?
Well, that's not entirely clear. I mean, I think people who drink municipal water are much better protected than people who drink well water. But as Rebecca mentioned, Columbia University just published a study that showed that children in Maine who are drinking arsenic even at levels at half the level of the drinking water standard were scoring an average of 6 points lower on IQ tests than kids who weren't exposed to arsenic. So even below the standard, there may be some harmful effects.
But the folks at the private wells, it's really all up to you, right? There's nothing to...
Yeah, it's completely up to you because there's no state requirement for testing of wells for arsenic. Some counties have some rules, but if you're on a private well, nobody's going to tell you that you have to test it.
Rebecca, you spoke with a mom who could not figure out why was her family getting sick after they moved into their house in Ortonville in Oakland County. Tell us about her.
So back in the 1990s, Renee Thompson and her family moved into this house, and they were sick. They started getting sick, and they were sick for 3 years without having any idea why.
My son, who was six at the time, well, six, seven, he started to have severe chest pains. My older daughter had headaches, my husband had GI bleeding. I became very fatigued, a lot of headaches, skin problems.
So they saw 12 different doctors, and it wasn't until the 13th doctor that they had some answers. And they were tested for cancer, lupus, all kinds of things, but all of those tests came back negative. And then this 13th doctor, Dr. Edward Adler, remembered a case of arsenic poisoning that he had seen decades earlier and thought, well, the symptoms are hard to diagnose because they can mimic a lot of other things.
Certainly.
And so what he did was he had Renee do a urine arsenic test, and her levels came back higher than he thought they should be. And then she tested her well and found out that her well water had arsenic that was higher than it should be. And so they stopped drinking the water, and over a couple of weeks, they started to feel better. They still have some effects. This happened 20 years ago. They still have some lingering effects in their systems. But what was really striking to me is that Renee went to the papers and tried to raise awareness 20 years ago. And there was a push for some more awareness of arsenic in Michigan, but it's fallen off the radar, and a lot of people have no idea this is going on.
Which makes me wonder, David Heath, who should be out there warning the folks with the well water, you need to be aware, get your water tested?
Well, one good thing about this program is that I think we're doing it right now, but I think that the county health departments and the state have probably an obligation to be telling people that they should be checking their well water and testing it to make sure that it's doesn't have a lot of arsenic in it, which it could.
Right, and this varies depending on which county you talk to. And for example, in Washtenaw and Livingston, there are some rules. In Washtenaw County, you have a point of sale program. So when you sell your house, it has to be tested for arsenic. If the levels are above the federal acceptable limit of 10, they want to have you test or they want to have you treat it. But in other places like Lapeer and Genesee County, there are no requirements. And David and I found when we interviewed a local county health official in Lapeer that she told us we don't want to have awareness be so high that people freak out about it. So she didn't. There's a very, different sense of importance based on who you talk to and in which county.
If you've just joined us, we are talking with the Environment Report's Rebecca Williams and with David Heath with the Center for Public Integrity as the Environment Report presents a 5-part series this week called Michigan Silent Poison in partnership with the Center for Public Integrity and the Public Radio Show Reveal as we look at the silent but deadly poison of arsenic. And David Heath, research is certainly indicating arsenic can be more powerful and more harmful than thought, and that exposure at lower doses can be harmful. And the EPA came out with a draft report on cancer risks from arsenic, and that was back in 2010, which would basically, wouldn't it be step one of the EPA tightening drinking water standards? What were those findings?
Right. The EPA has been trying to update its assessment of arsenic since 2003, and it's gone through quite a few delays. And in 2010, they finally had a draft out that said that actually arsenic was 17 times more potent as a carcinogen than they're currently reporting. And what 17 times more potent means is if 100,000 women are more vulnerable to arsenic. So if 100,000 women drank the legal limit of arsenic every day, 730 of them would get lung and bladder cancer from it, according to the EPA. That's quite an extraordinary number. Usually the EPA, in setting standards, they ideally try to set the number of cancers to 1 in 1,000,000.
Wow.
So this is, 7,000 times that,
And then that draft report went poof. It never materialized. Tell us why.
Yes. So we looked at what happened to this process where the EPA was just about, after so many years, they were just about to release their findings. And that would have probably triggered awareness in Michigan. It might have, created a new drinking water standard. But there was a member of Congress from Idaho, Mike Simpson, who was lobbied by a group of companies, including mining companies. But there were two pesticide companies that had a weed killer on the market that had arsenic in it. And it was set. They were set to be banned by the end of last year. By delaying the EPA's assessment, scientific assessment, they were able to actually get the EPA to lift the ban. So Mike Simpson put some language into the appropriations bill from 2012 that blocked the EPA from releasing its findings or taking any actions based on them.
So you tracked down Congressman Simpson and talked with him.
Yes. Yes. And he said he acknowledged that he did it. And he said what he's concerned about are two things, really, that he's concerned about whether or not the EPA does good science. And he's also concerned about the cost to water companies of having to meet these standards.
What does this say to both of you as far as the kind of protection that I think the public comes to expect from the government and from the EPA, Rebecca?
I think that there's a sense of, you know, the government couldn't drink this water if it weren't safe. And I think that something that's really important to understand is that actually these levels that are set are, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, but there's also a major cost-benefit analysis that goes on. So it's like, what will it cost to take the level down to a certain place? David, you could talk more about this, but I think it's like the levels they were discussed setting them even lower back in, you know, a decade
right.
or so ago.
But it seems that politics injects itself again.
Right. Originally, the EPA was going to have this standard half of what it currently is. But then there was a political battle back then. This is in 2000, and they decided to raise it to 10 parts per billion, as Rebecca mentioned. Maybe what they're finding now is that maybe they should have gone to the lower standard.
What are the best steps for someone to find out whether arsenic's in their water? You want to protect yourself and protect your family, Rebecca.
So the first thing you can do is take a water sample, and it's really easy to do that. You can contact the state. The Department of Environmental Quality has a lab. You can contact them, get a sample bottle, find out how to test. Also on our website, michiganradio.org, we have well testing guidelines today that you can see. And you also can, there are also EPA certified labs that you can test your water at. You just take a sample and you'll get the results back, and then you'll have a sense of, is it above this 10 parts per billion, and then you can get advice, and we also will have advice on our website on how to treat your water if it is too high.
So you can treat it. You don't have to be running out necessarily buying bottled water. There are steps you can take to treat the water coming out of your taps.
Yeah, absolutely. And reverse osmosis is one that is often mentioned that researchers have studied. It does depend a bit on how high your levels are. Some of these levels in the hundreds or 200 that you might encounter in certain parts of Michigan, you might have to take some extra steps.
You can learn more about arsenic in Michigan at michiganradio.org, and then check out David Heath's story about the battle over arsenic in Congress on Reveal, a new program from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. It's at revealradio.org. David Heath from the Center for Public Integrity and Rebecca Williams of the Environment Report here at Michigan Radio. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.